Well, my name is John, and I am a sinner. And that is not a minor problem. That is the desperate crisis of my life, my brokenness, how I mess things up with other people, and what keeps me awake at 3 o'clock in the morning, and my relational flaws, and the damage that I do, and the person that I don't become, and the person that I do become. But good news is, with Jesus, the worse your story, the warmer your welcome. And that's what we're experiencing together in the fellowship of the withered hand here. We're learning from the 12 steps, which emerged out of Christian discipleship. And now the church needs them back. And currently we're looking at step 4, took a fearless and searching moral inventory of ourselves. We have one last round on this 4th step. Today, we're going to do a fear inventory. Now, you might wonder, why would we need to do a fear inventory? You'll remember if you've been following along, otherwise you can look at some of the earlier videos. We've been looking from Psalm 139 at this great example of step 4. Search me, O God, and know my heart. We don't do this by ourselves. This is not a self-improvement exercise. I ask for God's help. So right now, God, would you help us? We're going to do a fear inventory right now. So God, be with us. Be with this person listening to me. Be with me. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. Come back to that. See if there's an offensive way in me, behavior, words, and so on. Lead me in the way everlasting. We'll get there. The rest of the steps will lead us towards that way. But why would the psalmist say, try me and know my anxious thoughts? Fear, being anxious, worry, that's not a sin, is it? Well, it turns out that it has a really interesting role to play when we sin. From the very beginning in Genesis, Eve was afraid she was going to miss out on something she wanted, and that's part of why she ate the fruit. And then after eating it, Adam was afraid that he was going to get something that he didn't want from God, and so that's why he hid. Nancy was telling me about a speaker one time with a gathering of folks that were together that was talking about what's our problem, sin, and wrote a bunch of words up on the board. I'm going to try to do this now. Thank you so much. Some of you gave over and above to become new, and we got some cool equipment, including an overhead camera. And I'm slightly afraid I'll mess it up, but I'm going to try. So she wrote all these things people suggest. I got an inventory problem with ego, greed, envy, anger, gossip, ingratitude, being judgmental, deceit, lots of other ones. And then she said, but now we got to get to the root. We got to get to the source. What's underneath this? So she put a big line there and then wrote in quite large letters, pride, got that going on all the time, and fear. And then she crossed out pride. There's something very powerful and very destructive about fear. Fascinating in the big book of AA, when it's talking about this 4th step, the book says, you'll notice that word fear runs all through the inventory as people are writing it down. We're going to do the fear inventory in just a moment. The short word somehow touches every aspect of our lives. It was an evil and corroding thread. The fabric of our existence was shot through with it. Sometimes we think fear ought to be classed with stealing. It seems to cause more trouble. So we reviewed our fears thoroughly. We put them on paper, even though we had no resentment in connection with them. We asked ourselves why we had these fears. Wasn't it because self-reliance failed us? Self-reliance is good as far as it goes, but it doesn't go far enough. We need God. We need to depend on God. Now, the problem with the way that most of us deal with fear, fearful thoughts, is we just try to kind of stiff arm them and push them away. There was a seminal journal article in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology maybe 30 years ago. That's the primary journal in its field. That was about the, I think it was called the hypersensitivity of suppressed thoughts. And it turns out that when we deal with intrusive thoughts, we don't want them, they get in the way of our living well. When we deal with them, as we often do, by trying to suppress them, it doesn't work very well. And part of our mind does what's called an automatic target search, where if I want to distract myself, if I want to hold a thought off, part of my mind has to be looking for when that thought's going to pop up like a whack-a-mole deal so that I can suppress it. So trying to suppress it actually causes me to look for it. And there's lots of research, and as always in psychology, some debate on this sort of thing, but it seems to be the case that trying to go through life by suppressing thoughts is not a very good way to go through. And of course, the transformation that God wants to give to us that is possible through his power, I can't, he can, I think I'll let him, is to give us new kinds of thoughts. So how do we do a fear inventory? Well, I actually learned about this from a friend a number of years ago. Somebody had written stuff about me that was very awful to read and filled me with pain. I literally went home and went to bed. And then I was talking with the friends like, there's a better way to deal with this. And the fear inventory involves three steps. So we're doing this together now. We're doing it with God. Search me, O God. And to begin with, I start by simply directly naming what it is that I'm afraid of. So instead of trying to suppress it, trying to hold it off, I bring it into the open. So I want to invite you to do that right now. I'll give you a few prompts. These are things people are afraid of. Fear of dying, fear of insecurity, fear of rejection, fear of loneliness, fear of disease, fear of God, fear of sin, fear of authority, fear of unemployment, fear of employment, fear of parents, fear of losing somebody that's close to me, fear of police, fear of doctors, fear of being found out, fear of responsibility, fear of fear, fear of men, fear of women, fear of being alone, fear of crying, fear of poverty, fear of people who are racially different, fear of the unknown, fear of intimacy, fear of abandonment, fear of disapproval, fear of rejection, fear of confrontation, fear of responsibility, fear of growing old, fear of hurting others, fear of being alive. What is it in your life right now? Maybe it's related to your job. Maybe you're afraid about something in the life of somebody else that you love. You have had a diagnosis that's scary. You want to be able to find great work. You're not sure. Whatever it is, just name it right now. And then the second step is ask. Ask God, is there any step that I need to take? Is there any action that I need to pursue? So number one is name it. Ah, I forgot. Overhead cam. There it is. And then second step is just to ask, is there anything I should do? So if you are afraid of the IRS, probably instead of praying and asking God to protect you from the IRS, you should take the action of actually paying your taxes. Take a look directly at whatever the problem is. One time, years and years ago, we lived in Chicago, Nancy and I were in bed late at night, and the smoke detector went off, and she said, man, you better check it out. And I said, ah, there's not a problem. And she said, ah, there might be. And I said, like, can you smell any smoke? Do you see any fire? There's nothing going on. So I just unhooked the battery. Next morning, I was at breakfast and the server came over to me and said, are you John Ortberg? Uh-huh. Your wife called and wanted to know if you could come home because your house is on fire. Now, that was a scary deal. Here's the thing. The alarm has a purpose. The alarm is there to say there's something wrong. Pay attention to it. Fear is that way. It's a very good thing that we're capable of fear. We don't like it. It's not pleasant. We don't like alarms. But fear is there to tell you there's something going on that you need to pay attention to. And therefore, its purpose is to energize you to actually take action. So ask that question. God, is there something that I need to do? Is there a conversation that I need to have? Is there a payment that I need to make? Is there a person that I need to approach? Is there a task that I need to get my little self in gear and do? Fear so often paralyzes us. And then when we begin to take action, something amazing happens. In the Bible, as you may know, don't be afraid is the most common command. Usually what that means is do the very thing that you're afraid to do. Moses, I'll be with you. Don't be afraid of Pharaoh. Go to him and say, let my people go. Gideon, don't be afraid of the Midianites. Go, and then I'll be there with you. over and over again. Esther, don't be afraid of the king. You go. I will be there with you as you do that. Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. You go. I will be there with you. No matter what you're facing, walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Some of you are. Don't be afraid. So that was my alarm. Nothing serious. That's really funny. Could be something serious, but I sure hope not. And then the third step. First I name, then I ask, is there anything that I should do? And then the third step is to be present in this moment. Ask God for the grace to be present. I name what it is that I'm afraid of. And then I take any action. I ask, is there something I should do? I do it if there is. And then I say, God, now would you give me the ability to be present? And I love what Roger Bretherton says, that for those of us who follow Jesus, it's not just being present in the moment. It's being present to the presence in the moment. God is here present with me. So that doesn't mean that I can make the fear go away, but I know that now I have inventoried and dealt with it and asked for God's help. I was recently in San Jose, and hello to all of you and thank you. We had, I think it was close to 600 folks who were there for this kind of a workshop on steps over Friday and Saturday. And it was, way beyond expectations, and the team was there. It was great. But I'll always kind of carry the weight. This is part of the job. If I'm going to do something like that, I'll feel like, what if it doesn't hit the mark and is not helpful to people? So I found on Friday and Saturday, and then get ready to preach on Sunday, I felt like, nope, I need to make some shifts. So there's a step that I need to take. God, help me to do that. It's just part of the weight that goes with doing that kind of job. In life, whatever it is that you do, there will be moments of fear. There will be weight. There will be a burden to it. You can't make it go away. And it's a good thing that we can't. But what I could do is say, okay, God, I can't make this go away. I will accept that I'm carrying this burden, but as best I can, I'm naming it. I'm asking you and taking steps that I need to take to get ready. And then God, help me be present in this moment right now. And to let go of, what about the next moment? Just this moment, looking into this camera, thinking about you. Thinking about so many people talking with about, while I'm on my way to work or while I'm working out or in this time of my life when I'm wrestling with something, we're somehow together doing that with God's help. So that's the fear inventory. And now you have done that. You've named, commit to taking whatever action you need to, and then let it go. God, give me the grace to be present to your presence in the present. That's the fear inventory. But we don't stop there. Keep coming back. It works if you're working.
Hey, you just finished an episode from our series, Steps, which is based on John's new book releasing February 4th, also called Steps. So if you are catching this video before February 4th, you might want to pre-order that book. You can do that at our website, becomenew.com/steps. There you can also subscribe to the daily video so that whenever we release a new episode, you'll be sure to receive it. We're a community that believes in spiritual growth one day at a time. And a part of that is prayer. So there is a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for the Become New community and viewers just like yourself. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. You can text it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.